Up next on Downtown, time for us to talk some basketball as we welcome in our friend John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast, and some NBA COVID drama this afternoon centered around the Toronto Raptors. It's like one of those airplane disaster movies from the 70s.
I was joking with somebody that I don't know if it's going to be like something like that, or because it's the G League, it's going to be more like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
I doubt more like it, yes.
No budget. Somehow, these teams, they're going to have to find ways to fill out these rosters. The Raptors are in a bad position here, and the commissioner was just on a little while ago with ESPN, and look, the league is pressing forward. The league is just pressing forward with this plan, and teams are they're trying not to cancel games, and that means some teams are going to have to go out there and have half a roster full of guys from the G League and former vets that were out of the league, and they're just going to have to deal with it.
Well, and you mentioned that there's no plan of shutting down, and no big surprise, Adam Silver saying that 90% of the cases the NBA is dealing with right now are the Omicron variant.
Yeah, I mean, that's the big thing now. You know, once we heard, really honestly, once you heard about the variant, just the whole, there's this thing that's happening in South Africa, too late. Once you hear about it, that means it's spread around the world, because that's been spreading before people realize that there's a variant. And so here we are, the Omicron variant that we've seen in the league and actually around the world, those countries who have been dealing with it a little more strongly than the United States is, the players who have double dose vaccination and the booster are getting it at a much, much, much lower rate. And they're asymptomatic, and they're clearing faster. They're not lasting 10 days generally in protocol. So there's going to be a push from the league to get the guys who aren't boosted, to get them up to boosted. 97% of the league is vaccinated, but 65% of the league is boosted. And so they're trying to get the boosted numbers up to match the full vaccination numbers, and maybe that can help ease what's happening there.
Well, let's talk about last night's game, although I feel like I've seen this movie before, John. No, I'm not sure we do, because we've seen it time and time again this year with that bad finish by the team.
Yeah, that's a thing. And look, I know that they're playing Enes Kanter a bunch because they had to. On top of everything, Robert Williams was out for personal reasons, and it's very clear that Dennis Schroeder probably shouldn't have been playing at all. He had a non-COVID illness, and he looked like he was playing with, like he was foggy. He didn't look good out there. So the end of game follies from the Celtics continue, and it's tough for this team to be dealing with all of these shortages, and then dealing with, you know, the guys who are playing, you know, their limitations, and then to have some of these bad habits creep up. That's not great. And it, the same applies to the start of the game. This was, I think the Celtics could go back all the way to the first quarter, about 5 minutes into the game, Joel Embiid gets a second foul. 5 minutes into the game. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, this is a prime opportunity. Get some pick and roll action, put him in the pick and roll, force him to either make a decision or be passive. And he finished the game, with three fouls. So they didn't take advantage of that, and he's the one that torched them. So lapses in judgment, lapses in execution early, followed by some great play in the second quarters, good defense, and then a lapse at the end. It is a very familiar script.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. Why do you think that they'd be better served if we saw more of Peyton Pritchard?
Well, I think they just need shooting on the floor, right? Like Tatum and Brown need to get to the rim. Smart needs to get to the rim. And again, when they're whole, you can have Tatum and Brown, who are obviously shooters. You have a ball handler out there with Tatum, with Smart. And if you have Rob, or even if you're going with Enes, you know, non-shooter, you need somebody, you know, they're going to be rolling to the rim. You need somebody else who can shoot. And if you're going to bring in another point guard like Schroeder. That I know he has his strengths, but get a shooter in there off the bench that when he comes in, even if he takes over for Marcus Smart, he's spreading the floor. The Celtics are very thin on shooting. Spread the floor with the shooters. You see, you know, Schroeder out there, the spacing is a mess when he's on the floor. Kanter, they pressed into extended service. Spacing on the floor was not great with him. You throw him, those two, and Marcus Smart out there, and you can sag off of him, and he hit a few threes, but the getting Pritchard in there and getting a guy who can very obviously shoot, I've been saying, like, I know his defensive limitations exist, but the shooting on the other side is so important. I really do think it's just time to trade Schroeder. I've always thought that Schroeder was going to be moved anyway because it makes sense to try to get something for him. And get Pritchard in there, get Nesmith in there, get the shooters in there off the bench, the few that you do have, and let them kind of create some of the spacing for the offense to shine.
We're 31 games in. It's not a small sample size. Is it possible that what we see is just who they are?
You know, that's the big question, right? Because you're right. 31 games in is a pretty good sample size. However, the Celtics' most used lineup is the second lowest minutes-wise in the league.
Right.
Only ahead of the Lakers, who have been, you know, decimated. Their most used lineup is just almost unused. But the Celtics have had so little continuity that 28 teams have their most used lineups get more minutes than them. So on the one hand, you can say this is who they are because they do display these similar habits. On the other, who are these guys when they're whole? Can they be whole? And so much of this, like, is so COVID-related. You know, you had Al Horford in health and safety earlier, and the thought was, well, great. You know, at least he got it out of the way. Mm. He seems fine. Comes out of it okay. Now we don't have to worry about him for the rest of the season. And 2 months later, boom, he's back in. You know, you look at Horford being out there against Embiid just last night. Everything is the same. Horford does a much better job on Embiid, catches some of the passes that Kanter or NSK Freedom can't catch, and that alone makes a big difference in a game. That could be the difference between a win and a loss. You know, Rich, they're at 15 and 16. How much different do you feel if they were at 19 and 12?
Right.
And that's just four games. You take four games where a couple of things go differently, and they're mostly the same guys, but four games, just a couple of bounces, a couple of plays made, when they're whole, and we look at this team and say, hey, they're right in the thick of things, there's still, you know, problems, blah, blah, blah. So I hesitate to overreact to them being at 500. There's such little continuity that I want to see them at their full strength before making a determination like that.
What do you think we'll see against the Cavs tomorrow night?
A bunch of guys we don't know. That's what I think we're going to see. We're going to see some Taco Fall. We're going to see... I don't know, who else did they call? Oh, the Tremont Waters? The Tremont Waters Taco Fall connection. You know, they recreated that famous Muggsy Bogues, Manute Bol photo for the Celtics. Right. Now they're on the Cavs.
Perfect.
So we'll see. I don't know. You know how it goes. I want to say that they should go out there and smoke the Cavs, who are at half strength, but this is an opportunity for the Celtics to disappoint and... They got to prove that they can go out there against those guys and match their energy.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, and the Locked On Celtics podcast. John, we thank you as always. Hope you have a great holiday, and we look forward to catching up with you again soon.
All right, thanks.